All right. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. James Perry, Rick, hanging out with you. Rick, why don't you bring this guy in? Because you've been ready to build a statue for our guest here in this market for a long time. Maybe right outside the Langley Event Center or maybe the Coliseum. What's the better spot to build?
Hey, Milan, I think you live next to Slabowski out in Tawasin, don't you? I think you do. Yeah, I think you do. He's always bragging maybe about how great you are, and you should be in a Canucks uniform. That's all the time I hear that from him.
I'm in a shed down the road from his palace.
Yeah, no kidding. Milan, how's your off season going?
Pretty good. Thank you. I'm still out here in Edmonton because my daughter's in kindergarten, so I'm still out here. She's been snowing the last couple of days.
Oh, man.
which has kind of been crazy, but other than that, off season's been good. You know, you'd rather be playing in the playoffs than watching the playoffs, but it's been pretty entertaining to watch, I would say, so far.
Yeah, Milan, are you one of those guys? We just had Ed Jovanovski on, and he watches every piece of hockey he can, even though he's retired. When you're knocked out, when you're not in the playoffs, are you still a guy who wants to watch what's going on, or do you kind of glance at the TV?
It's funny. I kind of catch myself. I can't help myself but watch the playoff hockey. You know, as much as I am a player and all that type of stuff, I've always been a fan of the game, and I've always loved watching the game. So I catch myself watching. It's been kind of fun and kind of cool for the underdog, especially in the first round, seeing all four wild card teams move through. So it's been interesting to see, you know, the matchups and how things have played out. So it's been, like I said, it's been entertaining so far.
Did you watch, did you see your old buddy Marchand at it again last night?
Yeah. I think I speak for everyone. You can't help but watch, you know, watch Columbus and, you know, what they've done so far. And, you know, seeing Marchy do his thing, you know, he's a guy that plays on the edge and tries to get under people's skin and all that type of stuff. So, you know, he's a great teammate. I had a lot of fun playing with him. I will say I miss playing with him at times because, you know, he does make things interesting and does make things fun. And definitely saw what he was up to last night.
So what would that do when you're on the bench and he's your teammate? I mean, you saw that. You knew it might cause some issues. But if he did that against one of your teammates, can you let that go and just go, that's him being him, let's get the win and we'll figure it out sometime or other? How would an opposition react to that?
Well, I think, number one, obviously you want to show team toughness, but, you know, there's a fine line of showing team toughness and winning a hockey game. And when you're up by a goal like Columbus was at the time, the more important thing is just is getting the win and stuff like that. And if you get up a few goals or even down a few goals in the next couple of games, that's when you try to, I guess, make things even. And but as far as in a game situation like that, you try to make it a non-factor. And also moving forward to the next game, you try to make it a non-factor until, like I said, unless you're up a few goals or down a few goals to, I guess, settle the score.
Milan, you were at the Langley Event Center watching your old team, the Vancouver Giants, a couple of weeks ago. How excited are you about them being in the Western Hockey League final?
I got to say, I'm really excited. You know, ever since Mike Dick took over this year, I had a good long lunch with him, you know, in late August last year, right before their camp started, just kind of talking about, you know, the team moving forward and kind of getting it back to how it was when I was there and, you know, the group that we had and all that type of stuff. And, you know, one of the things that he had said, and I agree with him, was, you know, when you walk into the dressing room, especially in Ladder Leisure Center, there's a lot of pictures hanging up, and a lot of the pictures that are hanging up are from, you know, the 05, 06 team and 06, 07 team, you know, the teams that had success that were there. And he kind of said to the group, you know, how about we, you know, make new memories and have our pictures on the wall. And I 100% agree with him. So it's great to see, you know, them following through with that. And obviously, you know, they have their toughest series coming up here in the final. But, you know, I've been keeping tabs on them all season long. you know, they've had some really good players this year emerge, and especially Byram there. He's obviously emerging to a top prospect in this upcoming draft, and you know, he's been a big part of their success. But not only that, you know, he's been a big part of their team success. It seems like you know, they're playing like a team again, like we had 12, 13 years ago. And it's great to see. It's fun to watch. I was saying too, it's too bad it's not on Shaw Cable televised games like it was. Like it was when I was playing. Like, you know, all the playoff games were on TV. But with today's technology, it's obviously a lot easier to keep tabs on them. And you know, I've been following their run and following them throughout the season. So it's awesome to see them back in the WHL final.
Hey, tell me this. Milan Lucic with us here on Sportsnet 650. When you guys won the Western Hockey League title, you guys won in Moose Jaw, which was kind of a smaller barn with similar crowd size to Prince Albert, which, you know, the Giants are going in this weekend to play. What sort of memories do you have, and what sort of advice would you give to, I guess, this group of players going into a barn that's going to be hostile, it's going to be loud when it's a little more intimate like that, what you're going to see in PA, like when you won in Moose Jaw?
Yeah, especially with the old Moose Jaw rink, the crush can there. It was really funny. I remember walking up to the top of the stands on one side, and all you could see was the other boards, the far side boards. You couldn't even see the crowd on the other side. That's why it was called the Crush Can. But I guess you use the energy and the emotion to your advantage, and try to take the crowd out of it as quick as you can. And obviously, I think, well, I remember we rolled through that playoffs. We went 16-2, and we swept Moose Jaw in the final, and it actually kind of almost worked against us when going into the Mem Cup. But I remember it being really loud, just because it was a small, intimate barn, and the fans were totally into it. And I guess you got to kind of use that emotion and adrenaline that you're going to get at the start of the game, but also you got to do what you can to take them out of it early and try to make it a non-factor.
So a team like that, I mean, you've won the ultimate championship here in Vancouver. You win the Memorial Cup with Vancouver. Is that still a tight team now, Milan, where you guys go from teenagers to now you're young men, some have families? You know, when you win a championship, is that bond there, even from a junior perspective?
100%. You know, like I was talking about technology today, it's easy to keep tabs on guys. And you know, now with Instagram and stuff like that, you know, you can just be friends and all that type of stuff. But yeah, for sure. We had a reunion, 10-year reunion in 2017 of our Mem Cup team. And it was like we never left, you know. It was like, especially when guys are around the same age, you know, there's a lot more in common. There's a lot more, that you can, you know, relate to, and, you know, everyone kind of having kids. That had kids were around the same age and all that type of stuff. So there's definitely that bond that's there forever. And, you know, I still keep in touch with a lot of guys from those years that I had with the Giants.
Milan Lucic with us here on Sportsnet 650. You know, you've been in Edmonton for a few years now. It probably hasn't gone the way you initially envisioned. I wonder this. I mean, you're a former Vancouver Giant. You're a guy from here. Could you ever see a day where you would finish your career here in Vancouver?
It's definitely something you know, I wouldn't rule out. It's obviously, you know, something that potentially could happen. You know, like you said, things haven't gone that well for me here with the Oilers, especially the last year and a half. So, you know, new GM, new coach, which haven't even been named yet coming in, so you don't know what their plan is moving forward and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, it's definitely something that potentially could happen. And whatever has happened from 2011 and all that type of stuff, I think for me especially, it's all, you know, water under the bridge as far as the tension after all that. So it's still a place I love to, you know, come home to. It's still a place I love to go visit. I think the Canucks right now are a very exciting team. I love what Jim's done as far as building the team within through the draft and developing players. He's done a great job of that. I think Travis has done a real good job as well from the coaching standpoint. So like I said, it's an exciting team. It's a growing team. And, you know, you never know what the future has in store for you. But I remember doing an interview back in 07 before the Mem Cup. And I said, you know, it would always be a dream of mine to someday play for the Canucks. And, you know, you still have that, you know, kid inside you. You still have that dream of playing for your hometown team. And like I said, you never know what the future has in store and what potentially can happen.
Hey, Milan, how tough, you played in Boston, you played in L.A., but Canadian markets, man, they can be tough. How have you found playing in a Canadian market for the first time?
To be honest, you know, I, you know, playing for Boston and playing in an original six team, I mean, it's almost as tough as it can get. You know, it's not like the media scrutiny is any less in Boston as it is in a Canadian market.
Well, the kindergarten parents too, right, Milan? Like dealing with all those kindergarten parents.
Yeah, exactly. But to be honest, like the only thing that I guess you had going for you in Boston that was different than a Canadian market was, you know, you'd get good distraction because, you know, the Patriots were doing well and the Red Sox were doing well and so were the Celtics. So sometimes that would distract and, you know, take away from some of the negative things that were going on with the hockey team. But, you know, it's not much different than from playing in that market. There's, you know, for me, it's always been the pressures within. You know, it's the same pressures within the locker room. It's the same pressures from the coaching staff. It's the same pressures from your teammates. And that doesn't change whether you're in Boston, Edmonton, or L.A., you know. You know, being in L.A., I loved it. But, you know, to be honest, there was the same pressures within, especially playing for Daryl Sutter and Dean Lombardi. There was no different. It didn't matter if you were playing for them in Toronto or if you were playing with them in L.A., it was the same pressures within. So it's just something that you have to overcome. You know, it can be a little bit negative at times as far as the media stuff goes. But like I said, you gotta find and just focus on, you know, what matters. And what matters is what's going on inside the dressing room.
I mean, one quick one before we go. I mean, you said you still watched the playoffs. You talked eloquently about the Giants, what it meant for you and to have that tradition. There are guys who play this game, and now if you've had the career like you can walk away. But you're kind of a hockey guy. You made it when you weren't supposed to. Do you see yourself down the road when your career's done to be involved in this game in some form, coach, management, or something?
I definitely would like to. Obviously, I've been thinking about it a little bit more lately than I have in my younger years. And, you know, it's something that I've always loved and I've always had a passion for. And I feel like when I'm done playing, it'll be hard for me not to have anything to do with the game. So I definitely would love to get into it. I'm not sure what I'll be good at, whether it's the management side or the coaching side or even be on the media side. I have no idea. Oh, what
don't go on the dark side.
But then again, like I said, there's a lot of players that make that that transition to the dark side, like you said. But you know, it's finding what you like, it's finding what you're good at and kind of moving forward with it. But from my standpoint, like I said, it's always something that I've loved, and it's always something that I've had a passion for. And to be honest, I haven't really found another hobby that I've enjoyed as much as hockey. So I definitely do see myself getting into hockey when my playing career is all said and done. It's just a matter of, you know, finding, I guess, the right situation and all that type of stuff. And for me, having a family, I definitely want to be around for my kids as well. So it's finding a balance and we'll see what the future has in store. But for now, I'm just focusing on my playing career and getting back to being the player that I know I can be, and that's what my focus is right now and for my summer moving ahead.
Thanks for doing this. You're too young to be talking life after hockey anyway. Like, guys, honestly, hey, let's settle down a little bit. The guy's got lots of term left. Like, let him enjoy being a player still before we bury him.
And Luch, you just don't want him to take a job.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get phased out here at some point.
Luch, when you want that job in the media, I'll get you one in this building. There's a couple of guys here in trouble.
Yeah, you can replace Rick Andrews for us there.
No, no,
thanks,
no.
Milan.
Thanks, Milan.
Sportsnet 650.